Come one, come all.
Muddy boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
What the devil?
What now, sir guy? You'd not kill a man for telling the truth, would you?
If it amused me, yes.
It's hard to find the moral high ground when we're all standing in the mud.
I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over.
Greetings and welcome to Muddy Boots. My name is Dreary Drab Tenali. And this is part two of Doom, Doldrums, and Fear, Hard Times. We're going to explore the heebie-jeebies of the bleak, dark pitfalls of hardship, pain, and struggle. With the current state of affairs in the world today, from politics to racism to gender inequality to climate change, you name it, it's easy to see, without resorting to nihilism, how one may have a bleak outlook on things. Can we turn this ship around? Will greed, power, and dogma be the doom of humans? We shall see, says the man named Time. Robert Anton Wilson once said, "Anyone in the United States today who isn't paranoid must be crazy." In these strange days, it's hard to argue otherwise. But there's always solace in music. And that's why this episode is here. To lift us up, in spite of everything. So let's ride this train of paranoia and hope we see the light at the end of the tunnel. We will begin with an aptly titled poem by Shel Silverstein called Paranoid. Everybody says I'm paranoid. They all think I'm crazy. They all smile to my face, but they'd like to see me die. They put poison in my coffee. They put ground glass in my oatmeal. They put spiders in my tennis shoes and crap in my pecan pie. It's hard to stop and figure out where did it all begin. You see, my father wanted a little girl and my mother wanted twins. And my grandpa admired Hitler, so everything I did was wrong. And I'm gonna stop now, cause even though you're smiling, I know you hate this song. Yeah, and I know you're only listening, cause you don't wanna hurt my feelings. And you're just waiting for me to leave so you can laugh about my open fly. You put the poison in my coffee. You put the ground glass in my oatmeal. You put the spiders in my tennis shoes. And you crap in my pecan pie. I know, don't deny it. I know.
Before the law, there stands a god. A man comes from the country, begging admittance to the law. But the god cannot admit him. Can he hope to enter at a later time? That is possible, says the god. The man tries to peer through the entrance. He had been taught that the law should be accessible to every man. Do not attempt to enter without my permission, says the god. I am very powerful, yet I am the least of all the gods. From hall to hall, door after door, each god is more powerful than the last. By the god's permission, the man sits down by the side of the door, and there he waits. For years, he waits. Everything he has, he gives away in the hope of bribing the god, who never fails to say to him, I take what you give me, only so that you will not feel that you have left something undone. Keeping his watch during the long years, the man has learned to know even the fleas in the god's fur collar. And growing childish in old age, he begs the very fleas to persuade the god to change his mind and allow him to enter. His sight is dimmed, but in the darkness he perceives a radiance streaming immortally from the door of the law. And now, before he dies, all his experience condenses into one question, a question he has never asked. He beckons to the god. Says the god, you are insatiable. What is it now? Says the man, every man strives to attain the law. How is it then that in all these years, no one else has ever come here seeking admittance? His hearing has failed, so the god yells into his ear, no one else but you could ever have obtained admittance. No one else could enter this door. This door was intended only for you. And now, I am going to close it.
What may be my fine? Good morning, Judge. What may be my fine? $50.11.29. They arrest me for murder. I ain't never harmed a man. Arrest me for murder. Lord, I ain't harmed a man. Women hauling murder and I ain't raised my hand. I ain't got nobody to get me out on bond. I ain't got nobody to get me out on bond. I would not mind, but I ain't done nothing wrong. Please, Judge Horace, make it light as you possibly can. Please, Judge Horace, make it light as you possibly can. I ain't did no wank, Judge, and I don't know when. My woman come a-running with $100 in her hand. Come a-running, my woman, with $100 in her hand. And just please spare my man. $100 won't do. Better run in and get your three. $100 won't do. Better run in and get your three. I can keep your man from penitentiary. Please don't grieve and mourn. Cause I'm rested, baby. Please don't grieve and mourn. Penitentiary seems just like my home. People all hollering about what in the world they will do. Just the people hollering about what in the world they will do. Lots of people have justice, it's been penitentiary too.
Well, this obviously isn't anything of any importance. Quite honestly, I can't remember a single offense that could be charged against me. It's obviously a mistake, something very trivial. But the real question is, who accuses me? Well,
what do you mean?
What authority?
Don't you worry about that, mister.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm afraid you won't find any subversive literature or pornography. Don't touch those record albums.
What's this thing?
That's my pornograph.
What's this?
What's what?
A circular line with four holes.
Circular?
No, it's not really circular. It's more ovular.
Don't write that down.
Ovular.
For goodness sake.
Why not?
Ovular.
We can't not write it down just because you say we shouldn't.
Ovular isn't even a word.
You deny that there's an ovular shape concealed under this rug?
He denies everything.
Mrs. Grubach's husband was a dentist. Oh, there she is now. Mrs. Grubach? Mrs. Grubach? This was Dr. Grubach's office.
That don't matter. She can't come in here.
The dental chair was screwed to these four places in the floor.
You want some good advice, mister?
Well?
I wouldn't want the others to hear about it.
Oh, now you want money, I suppose. Well, you've got the wrong man.
That's what they all say.
I mean, bribery. I don't happen to believe...
Now, wait a minute. Have I asked you to give me anything, sir, mister?
No, wait a minute. We're leaving, mister.
You're not going to be one of them troublemakers now, are you?
Well, 18 hammers standing.
Oh, well.
Standing in a line.
Well, in a line.
Well, it's 18 hammers standing. Standing in a line.
Standing in a line.
Well, it rang like silver and
gold.
And it shone like gold.
Well, it shone like gold.
Well, it rang like silver and
gold.
Shall I go?
Well, shall I go?
Well, I wanna know how much you'll
know.
Well, it rain like mine.
Well, it rain like mine.
Well, I wanna know how much you'll
know.
Well, it rain like mine.
Well, it rain like mine.
Well, it rain in Hammer Grove. Dead and got a, got a hundred, yeah.
Got a hundred, yeah.
Well, shot me in the dead and got a, got a hundred, yeah.
Got a hundred, yeah.
Well, a tree fall on me, I don't be more care.
Don't be more care.
Well, a tree fall on me, I don't be more care.
Don't be more care.
Well, I raise down my hammer, let him, let him drop on down.
Let him drop on down.
Well, I raise down my hammer, let him, let him drop on down.
Let him drop on down.
Well, look, coming yonder, boy, I'm dressed in red.
Well, dressed in red.
Well, look, coming yonder, well, dressed in red.
Well, dressed in red.
Well, it look like the children dead.
Dead
more than live.
Dead more than live.
Well, I managed to have a few words alone with that inspector.
And?
It seems you are under arrest, Mr. K.
Yes, I know that.
But not the way a thief is put under arrest.
No.
No, no, with your arrest, I get the feeling of something abstract, if you see what I mean.
I say it's so abstract, I can't even consider that it applies to me.
Of course not, Mr. K. Aren't you going to eat something?
Then two coming into my room the way they did, well, I simply wasn't prepared.
The backwater done rolls around some now. Throw me down that line. Backwater done roll that damn road. Put y'all down that line. And I tell that water water, don't jump through this town. Lord, they're all wrong, country, Lord, when my hands overflow. Lord, they're all wrong, country, man, hands overflow.
You know, I can't see him. I'll go while it's hard, boy.
I was going to the hill country, but it got me bumped. Now, look at y'all now, Lila. Silver rising high. Look at y'all, boy, around Lila Timmons. River raging high.
Boy, it's rising over there, yeah.
I'm going to move on to Greenville. Boy, I tell you goodbye. Yeah, water down, Lord, in the brook. Road won't get red well. The water and evil and little. Knowing down the road everywhere.
Boy, you can't never see y'all.
I would go down the road down, but they tell me it's water down. Now the water there, mama, just up shows it down. Well, they tell me the water just up shows it down.
Boy, I'm going to Bigfoot.
Well, I'm going to Bigfoot for a high mind. I am going out that water while they don't ever. Well, I'm going on a hill where water don't never blow.
Boy, Shaka Khan and his killer down the shore.
Barlow County, one is down over in Tallahassee.
Boy, when Tallahassee, you gotta go over there.
Lord, the water done rest on that old Jackson Road. Lord, the water done raging. Oh, the Jackson Road.
Boy, he's got my claws.
I'm going back to the hill country. Won't be one no more.
What is this case you've been talking about?
I'm not talking about it.
Well, why not? Why don't you talk about it? What am I charged with?
It's not for me to talk about your case.
Inspector?
Yes?
What's the charge?
Mr. K, you aren't claiming innocence, are you?
Naturally. I'm also claiming invasion of privacy and rank abuse of basic civil rights.
Hold on, not quite so
fast. Oh, I don't pretend to know the legal terminology, but I can get a lawyer to help me out about that. It also happens that a very well-known advocate is a close personal friend of the family.
You aren't threatening to register an official complaint, are you?
Yes, I am. And I might also mention a rather clumsy attempt to work me for a bribe.
There she comes. Your friend, Miss Bursner.
Yes. Well, she's not exactly my friend. Not that it's any business of yours. Are you going to stay here all morning? What do we do now? Take fingerprints?
We can do that at the station.
Station?
Where else could you register an official complaint?
Oh, well, we can forget about that.
It's on the record. You did use the word threatening.
Awful dark and dismal day has swept my glory all away. My sun goes down, my days have passed, and I must leave this world at last. Judge Daniel's prison walls I leave at last. There's nothing to cheer my drooping head until I'm numbered with the dead. Of gold, I know I'll see. Their knowing its place in misery. With flaming eyes, he'll say to me, why did you take my life away? Hands fell gently down. His chattering tongue soon lost its sound. It strikes with terror to my heart to see his soul and body part.
Easy it is to get demoralized, isn't it?
Well, of course, that's what they want. That's what they're counting on. I'm not such a fool that
you
I don't see that
pretty something. Clear. You must have done something.
Oh, don't say that. Don't you say that.
Oh, somebody's been telling lies about
it. Could be it. Rumors. They're always flying around for no reason.
Rumors?
Yeah, well at the office.
What kind of rumors?
You mean in my case?
That's just it. I haven't the faintest idea.
Jesus! I hope it isn't political.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Politics, don't go dragging me into it.
Oh, Miss Mercer, no fair, we're just talking in circles.
That's not my fault. I'm not talking in circles. I don't even want to talk. What are you doing in here anyway?
Well, you invited me.
That's what you say.
Miss Bursner, please.
Please what? Listen, if you're in trouble, I'm sorry. I'm real sorry. But keep me out of it.
I did, I am. I told them you didn't have anything to do with me, but they wouldn't listen. It was maddening. And then when they started to mess around with your mother's photograph...
What? Who's been messing around with my mother's photograph?
Well, Ravenstein, I think it was. But also the police.
The police.
Well, that's what I've been telling you. Mr.
Get out! Get out! of here.
Miss Persner, please.
Get out and stay out and leave me alone.
Mr. Please, what will the other lodgers think? And Mrs. Grubach, you awake?
Get the hell out of my room.
Oh, I'm out.
City of our land. Far, far, I heard the cry from every breeze that passes by. All the world was once that cry of pity. Strong men in angry praise and calling loud to heaven for aid. While the fire in ruin was slain, Baltimore, the beautiful city. Gale from the ocean, great farmer struggled with devotion, but the after all proved in vain. Far, far, I heard the cry of every breeze that passes by. All the world was once a cry of pity. Strong men in angry praise, calling loud to heaven for aid. While the fire in ruin was slain, fair Baltimore, the beautiful city.
Fit in these interrogations outside your normal working hours. Step into the light, Mr. K.
Who are they?
I can't expect you to know where the interrogation commission is sitting.
That's right, I don't.
I filled this out in your name, and so you won't get lost, I've drawn your little map on the back.
Thanks.
You'll present that immediately on arrival.
When is that?
Immediately.
Tonight?
I hope you won't have too much trouble locating it.
Well, if I do, these two can always set me straight.
What exactly do you mean?
Aren't they supposed to trail around after me wherever I go, observing my movements?
No, they aren't going to follow me. That isn't their job.
Thank you.
keeps on raining, love is going to break. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And the water gonna come and I have no place to stay. Well, all last night I sat on the lever and moaned. Well, all last night I sat on the lever and moaned, thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And all these people have no place to stay. Now look here, mama, what am I to do? Now look here, mama, what am I to do? I ain't got nobody to care my trouble to. I works on the lever, mama, both night and day. I works on the lever, mama, both night and day. I ain't got nobody to keep the water away.
To the bucket shop, I lost all my money and now I have flopped. It's hard time, beautiful boy, it's hard time when you down and out. Well, this is the truth and it certainly exposes Wall Street proposition was not all roses. It's hard time, beautiful boy, it's hard time when you down and out. I put up my money to win some more. I lost all I had and it left me so sore. It's hard time, beautiful boy, it's hard time when you down and out. I thought I would drink to wear it off, leg so high that it's left me worse off. It's hard time, Billy Poor Boy, it's hard time when you down and out. If they catch you with whiskey in your car, you're handicapped and there you are.
It's hard time,
Billy Poor Boy, it's hard time when you down. They'll take you to jail, and if you can't make bond, content yourself there, boy, you're certainly at home. It's hard time, Billy Poor Boy, it's hard time when you down and out. I've got no silver, and I've got no gold, I'm almost naked, and it done turn cold. It's hard time, Billy Poor Boy, it's hard time when you down and out. You ask that judge to treat you well, you offer $100, he'll send you to Atlanta. It's hard time, Billy Poor Boy, it's hard time when you down and out.
Statement. Perhaps they had orders to arrest some house trader who may well be as innocent as I am. The arresting officers even tried to get me to bribe them to steal my clothes and shirts from me. I managed to keep calm. I asked them very simply why I was arrested. And what was the answer of your self-styled inspector? If he were here, he would have to back me up in this. Gentlemen, he answered in effect, nothing at all. He had arrested me. That was enough. I noticed that your examining magistrate has just given some of you a secret sign. Well, I don't know whether that sign was meant to be a signal for applause or hissing, but I hereby publicly empower the examining magistrate to address his hired agents out loud. Let him say, hiss now or clap now, whatever he wants. Can there be any doubt that behind my arrest, a vast organization is at work? An establishment which contains a retinue of civil servants, officers, police, and others, perhaps even hangmen.
Your heart stopped beating and the hand got cold. Said our heart stopped beating and the hand got cold. Said you know about that, my poor baby dead and gone. Have you ever heard church bell tone? Have you ever heard a lonesome church bell tone? Said you know about that, my bed dead and gone. There's two white horses down in a line. There's two white horses standing in a line. Lord, take my baby to a burying ground. Lord, you know about that, poor baby dead and gone. Won't you dig a grave with a silver spade? Lord, dig a grave with a silver spade. Man and lad are down with a golden chain. Said you know about that, my poor baby dead and gone. But I stood there when tears streaming down. there, man, you know the tears come rolling down. Said you knew about that, my poor baby didn't
gone. One of you here is an official of some kind. That means you've all come rushing in here to listen and knows how much you can about me. Half of you clapped. It was just to lead me on. Get out of my way. Maybe you wanted some practice in fooling an innocent man. Perhaps you found some amusement in the fact that I seriously expected you to be interested in justice.
One moment. I merely wish to point out that tonight you have thrown away with your own hand all the advantages which an interrogation invariably confers on an accused man.
Just you wait.
You accused us of corruption.
You lied to complain.
I only mentioned it to the inspector.
And to the examining magistrate.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Accused us of soliciting for bribes.
Well, you're not exactly innocent.
You know what kind of money we're expected to live on? You wouldn't be so hard on us. I've got a family to feed. Frank here wants to get married.
Anyway, it's the custom for the arresting officers to get the prisoner's body linen.
Yeah. Oh, what difference can a few shirts make to anybody once he's arrested?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. But still, you had to go ahead and denounce us.
Well, it wasn't anything personal. I was just defending a principle.
Didn't I tell you?
I told you the gentleman arrested me, plenty.
Oh.
to me years ago. He wouldn't have to go to the Red Cross door.
Your way through to letting him off just this once, I'd certainly appreciate it.
What are you trying to do?
Nothing.
You plan to lodge a complaint against me?
No, I haven't lodged any complaint. Why, if I wanted those men to be punished, I could just leave right now and close the door and close my eyes and ears and forget about the whole thing, but I don't think they should be punished. They're not to blame. It's the people above them that should be punished. The authorities, the whole organization. Now, if it were one of the high judges you were flogging, I wouldn't mind a bit. I'd even pay extra to encourage the good work.
I don't take bribes, not in any circumstances.
Please, please. Please, 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 try to get me off. Frank, here, he's older than I am. His nerves are better than he can take. He's been punished before, but there ain't a single...
I can't wait any longer.
Feeble now, my hair is turning gray. My limbs that once were nimble, now they're stiff and won't obey. My dancing days are over, and my pleasures they have flown for goodness, not for greatness, love, but to miss me when I'm gone. Oh, when I'm gone, you'll miss me. When I'm gone, you'll miss me. Some kind heart will miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you'll miss me. When I'm gone, you'll miss me. Oh, some kind heart will miss me when I'm gone. What will you do without me, love, when winter time comes on? Who'll fill their arms around you, love, as I have often done? Who'll hug you, caress you, when I above have grown old? You'll know where to find me, love, but you'll miss me when I'm gone. Oh, when I'm gone, you'll miss me. When I'm gone, you'll miss me. Oh, some kind heart will miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you'll miss me. When I'm gone, you'll miss me. Oh, some kind heart will miss me when I'm gone. Who'll fence the little garden where we sat for many a
I'm gone.
You'll miss me.
Some kind heart will miss me when I'm gone.
When I'm gone.
When I'm gone, you'll miss me when I'm gone.
You'll miss me.
Oh, some kind heart will miss me when I'm gone.
From a certain point onward, there is no longer any turning back. That is the point that must be reached. Franz Kafka, The Trial. We're in knee deep now, so onwards we must, to go forth through all the turmoil and despair in order to prevail. Welcome again to Muddy Boots. My name is Turbulent Tenali, and thanks for listening to the A-side of Doom, Doldrums, and Fear, Hard Times, Part 2. For a playlist, please go to muddybootsradio.org. I invite you to subscribe to Muddy Boots wherever you get your podcasts. And please, spread the word to your friends and family, who may also enjoy listening to this show. Alrighty, check out the B-side. See you over yonder.
Oh,
Whoa.